Hello, Edward and Eddie. This is Adam, and here is some feedback for the emails and letter you wrote in response to the exhibition complaint. Okay, so in your first email, it might be a little bit short, and also some problems with it. So you say, like, "I want you to." "Want you" is a little bit impolite, so even though it's your friend, you should still be polite. "I would like you to give me some help," or something. And then you say, "and then it is about the overcrowding," and also "it is about." It's unclear what "it" refers to. So yeah, you're meaning it referring to the complaint, but you've got to be more, you need to be more precise about what you're referring to. Okay, you say, "Can you give me some advice?" Change "advice" to "help." And "dearest friend" doesn't sound right. Okay, that's the first email. In the second email, you're asking for approval about the complaint letter. You're not asking for approval about the complaint letter. You're asking for approval for solutions or to the complaint letter. Okay. And then in the online, the first point, the second email, online registration failure, our limited bandwidth. So Mr. Learn, not so lat. So Mr. Learn found it difficult. Okay. And then rather than wider bandwidth. You need a better bandwidth, okay? Not wider, better. In the second problem about overcrowding, got a tense error, so rather than "it was recommended," "it is recommended," okay? Third one, problem about concern, so you say "be concerned about something," so "we are concerned about the environment." And also you've got to make sure you mentioned about the e-leaflets on the website, but then you've got to make sure it's consistent with your first problem about having a better bandwidth. Okay. In the letter, remember you also need the address or that address format in the letter. You say "a series of improvement actions." You don't need actions, just say "a series of improvements." In the middle, we got "staff wrongly booked." Wrongly booked is a little bit negative, so I wouldn't use "wrongly booked." Change "wrongly booked." Also, you say "afterward," rather than "afterward." Put it in the future. So, in future we will use email instead of telephone. Okay. And then also concern. The preposition for concern about something. Okay. So if you make the corrections, then you'll be able to write better letters and emails in the future. Okay, that's it.